Tonight, on a very special Big Footy podcast presentation, we talk to Kian Quigley, the president of the Australian Rules Football League of Ireland. We talk about the development of the game in Ireland. We talk about the International Cup. We talk about the international rules competition currently underway. All that and more coming right up. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the Wookiee, I'm from the Big Footy podcast, and we're talking to Kian Quigley from the Australian Rules Football League of Ireland. With all the things going on with the international rules and also the upcoming International Cup, I thought it'd be a great time to have a bit of a chat to the president of the league over there. And so, good evening, Kian. Kian.
Good evening, Jason. How are you doing?
I'm apparently getting your name wrong early in the piece, but... we'll settle it down. Kian, you're the president of the league over there, yes?
Yeah. We've the league here in Ireland has been going for about 10 years. We have six teams based in different parts of the country. Two in Dublin, one in Belfast, one in Galway, one in Cork, and one in North Leinster. So it's been going pretty steady for 10 years. The first few years numbers did fluctuate, but we probably have, you know, pretty steady numbers, around 200 players in the country at the moment. Numbers do go up and down based on the years, and I suppose with the economic downturn in Ireland, we have lost a lot of our Australian expats who were playing with us, but numbers are pretty steady around 200 at the moment, so it's very competitive league.
Okay, so these are the players you've got. What percentage of them would be Irish in origin?
Of the 200, I'd say there's probably a max 10-15 Aussies there, so you're looking at a huge majority of Irish origin players, most of them from a Gaelic background. We would have had more Aussies a few years ago, obviously, when things were better in Ireland. We would have had our numbers up a bit higher, but I would reckon the max in any one year that we would have had of Australians playing in Ireland would have been about 20. So it has been kind of, from the start, a majority an Irish player-based league.
Okay, and so is there a lot of crossover with Gaelic, or are you guys completely separate from that?
Well, there would be a lot of crossover in terms of playing numbers. You would find we'd have some players coming from rugby union background, but the large majority of them would be coming from a Gaelic football background. Myself, I'd kind of tie in my own Gaelic football season with the footy seasons. They run concurrent, which is good for us in terms of player skills, that, you know, there's similarities in the game, so players can pick it up reasonably quickly. But it does mean that we have huge competition for numbers, and, you know, when players choose which game to prioritise, very often the Gaelic game can come first. But we're seeing a change in that more and more as we go on, that as more players are playing solely footy rather than Gaelic football.
So, you play for which team?
I play for the Leaside Lions in Cork.
Okay, and how did they go this year?
We got to the semis. We were beaten by the team who actually won out the tournament, the South Dublin Swans. They finished third in the league, but managed to turn us over at home, which was a bit of a shock for us. But we did okay, but we seem to be the nearly men of the league at the moment. We're reaching semi-finals and finals quite regularly, but just can't seem to get over the line, unfortunately.
Reaching the finals is probably better than not making the finals, so...
Yeah. But you get a bit tired of getting there and not getting the medal, unfortunately. So we hopefully next year. There's always next year, I suppose, we're telling ourselves.
So the style of the game, are you playing on ovals, or are you playing like the rectangular style, like the Euro footy version, or is this proper full 18-a-side?
We would be playing on GA pitches, so it would be a rectangular shaped pitch. We'd use cones to mark off the corners to give it some sort of an oval shape. Numbers wise, we'd be playing 14-a-side, a lot of games at 12-a-side, purely based on the numbers that we would have in our league. Kind of squad sizes would normally be around 16 to 18 players, so just playing 18-a-side or 16-a-side in the domestic league is a bit tough. Our international team, the Irish Warriors, do play at 16 and 18-a-side, so a lot of the players in the league would have experience of playing on full ovals.
Is it hard to adapt to the eight, like when you come over for the International Cup and things like that, is it hard to adapt to the full size oval, or?
It is, yeah. I mean, I suppose there's just that there's a lot of space. I know the last I was part of the team that played in the International Cup in 2011, and I mean, when you were walking out on the MCG, I didn't think that, you know, they made pitches that big. It was certainly very, very big, and a lot of space, especially as a defender. I was thinking that the forward is going to have a lot of room to run around here. I'm not sure if I'm a fan of this. But I mean, players can train to adapt to it, and some of the GA pitches that we would play on here in Ireland are quite big, so it's not ideal, and they're not exactly the same, but you can train for the space that you have in footy ovals over in Australia.
Okay, just some minor administrative stuff, I guess. What's your relationship like with like AFL Great Britain and AFL Europe?
It would be very, very good. I mean, I think AFL Europe has been a huge advantage to the leagues over here, to bring everyone in under the one umbrella. And I think, personally for ourselves, that the AFL Europe brand is great for us, because it's one that's recognised. The AFL, people would recognise it straight away in Ireland and in parts of Europe. I know when we were branded under just Arfly, our own league, it wouldn't have got the same publicity or wouldn't have had the same importance attached to it. So I think having AFL Europe there is a great benefit to all the leagues in terms of our advertising and our self-promotion. In terms of our relationship with other leagues, it's improving all the time, and AFL Europe has been a great vehicle for us to increase our relationship with other leagues. Traditionally, I suppose, we would have had a strong relationship with Britain and Denmark in terms of playing games, but now you're seeing other countries such as Croatia and France being brought along and developed and developing relationships with other leagues like ourselves.
So do you get funding from AFL Europe or the AFL direct? Or
We do get a certain amount of funding through AFL Europe. Obviously, I mean, I suppose it's a minority sport, and the AFL has a large you know, body to run in terms of its development in Australia and overseas in other countries. So we do get a large amount of support from AFL Europe, but some of it financial, but most of it just in terms of promotion of the game, to be honest.
Okay. So you said you came to Australia in 2011 for the International Cup?
Yeah, that was my third time travelling over. So I've kind of seen the real evolution of the International Cup. I travelled in 2005, and then I was captain for the trips in 2008 and 2011. So it was a huge honour, and I mean, they're absolutely once in a lifetime kind of trips, you know.
So you weren't here for the first win in 2002 that you guys pulled?
No, I wasn't there for that one. No. there for 05 and 08, we made the semi-finals, and then 2011 to actually kind of get to play in the MCG and just be involved on the final day was it's just unbelievable, really. You know, and we can appreciate, even as foreigners, how important the MCG is to Australians. We kind of equate it to Crow Park here in Ireland to us, and you know, we understood how much of an honour it was for a team to be playing there, and especially a team of international, you know, foreign players.
Okay, you guys have a pretty good record at the Cup too, 23 games, 18 wins. We get a lot of grief down here because we don't have a World Cup per se, but I mean, do you see value in the International Cup?
I do, in terms of, I suppose, spreading the message of footy around the world and kind of really making it a truly international game, which, you know, all of us who play it over here really do. We're genuine AFL fans as well as, you know, kind of playing the game. You know, we've a huge amount of support or supporters supporting clubs over in Australia. So the AFL International Cup gives, I suppose, the AFL a chance to give us a taste of what footy is really about and bring that message home to other people in our own countries. And it's a great example of how sport can bring people from different backgrounds and different countries together.
Okay. The international rules is obviously going on in Ireland. They had a warm-up game, I think, today.
Mm-hmm.
Or yesterday, our time. Do you see, again, it's one of those things that gets a lot of grief down here for not really being, it's not proper football as we know it. It's obviously a hybrid of Gaelic and Australian rules. How do you see that, being an Australian rules player in Ireland?
I mean, first of all, as an Aussie rules player, it's a great opportunity for us to see AFL players up close and see them in the flesh playing. And even though it's the hybrid game, I mean, you've got to really kind of admire their athleticism and their skill. And I think even the last time they were over, Adam Goods in one of the warm-up games in Cork, the skill that he was showing, even with a round ball, he had a crowd of Irish people who mightn't have known a lot about AFL, you know, kind of really admiring his skill. For us here, I suppose that the format of the game is it's tough trying to find a balance between footy and Gaelic. I mean, for a few years it was probably more known for its physicality than skill, and it's hard to kind of please both sets of supporters, but I know that it is well supported here in Ireland, and it does generate an awful lot of interest amongst the Irish public. For us, as an AFL league, it's a great opportunity for us to promote the game here in Ireland and raise awareness.
So were you one of those that were insulted when we only sent the Indigenous side this year instead of the full squad?
No, I don't think so. I mean, when you look at the quality of the Indigenous players, I mean, there's real quality there. I think, you know, the GAA is especially, it's a very, the culture of the GAA is very, very strong. It's originally set up to promote, you know, Irish culture and Gaelic culture. And Australia sending an Indigenous team is, you know, it's very similar to what the GAA as an organisation tries to promote. Just more of an Australian culture than an Irish culture, that what the GAA would do. So I wouldn't have been insulted by what the Australians have done at all. I think it's, you know, you've got to change things up in the format and keep trying different things and see what works. And you know, I mean, Buddy Franklin is a quality player. So having him coming over, I don't think means that the squad is going to be any weaker as such than what it might be otherwise.
Okay. Should we be expecting big crowds in Ireland for these games? I think the first game is at Breffni Park in Cavan.
Breffni Park in Cavan. Yeah, I reckon you would get a good crowd there. It's a smaller venue than Crow Park, obviously. I think it holds roughly 30 to 40,000 people. And they tried to move the first test around to different cities. I think the last one was held in Galway, possibly. So you're bringing it to a different audience who might not necessarily travel to Dublin normally to watch a game like this. So I reckon you'd be looking at maybe Refley Park would come close to filling up. Crowe Park probably won't be sold out, but I would reckon that you would get a reasonably good crowd there. Crowe Park wouldn't sell out for a lot of GAA games anyway, so I would think that not filling the stadium isn't a kind of a slight on the Australians. It's more kind of the Irish culture of not travelling to games unless it's very close to them. I suppose in a small country we still see distances as being much greater than what they might be in an Australian context.
That's fair enough. I think that's a problem that everyone has, really. Is there much interaction between you guys and the Australian team when they come over? Like, do you get to talk to them? Are you?
I think we are meeting some of them before the test in Crowe Park, and I know that the league has been invited to various functions in Cavan during the week, and we have another one in Dublin next week. I suppose we are quite a small organisation, and we are trying to tie in as much with the AFL as possible. We understand they have a relationship with the GA as well, but we have to use the opportunity ourselves, regardless of meeting the Australian team, to really kind of try and push our league and tie in with it ourselves, rather than I suppose depending on them to self promote for us.
How do you guys see yourself shaping up for the International Cup next year? I know it's early, but
I think we'd be very, very strong. Again, like with Irish emigration, you're seeing more and more players travelling to Australia and tying in with clubs. We have strong links with a number of clubs around Australia, particularly the UTS Bats in Sydney. Last time we had 9 players come from one club, from that club. We're going to be certainly very strong. The base of the players is probably going to come more from Australia than Ireland. It was roughly kind of a 50-50 split last time, but I can imagine just with the current economic trend in Ireland that we would have a large number of players coming from an Australian base, which means that they're going to be very, very experienced. I think every time I've gone to the International Cup, there's been a huge step up in amongst the top teams at PNG and New Zealand have just really pushed it every time. We were very lucky to get over the line against PNG last time. So I think, you know, we're going to be much stronger than we were last time, but that might not necessarily be enough, because I imagine the other teams are going to improve a huge amount as well. But I hope we can make be the first team to do 3 international cups.
Yeah, you guys pay for yourselves to go down, don't they? It's completely amateur.
It's completely amateur, yeah. And I mean, it's a huge commitment, not alone in playing and training and looking after your body to get yourself right for the tournament. But players have to raise a huge amount in sponsorship money. You're looking at roughly around €3,000. Which is a huge amount of money to come by, especially the way things are in Ireland, and young players who are students find it very hard to come by that money. So it just shows the dedication that goes into it, that you not only have to work on the field, you have to do a lot of work off the field as well to get to Australia. And any team that makes it over has achieved a lot by even getting there, you know?
Yeah. It's... Sounds like an expensive exercise. The competition goes for a couple of weeks?
Yeah, it runs for, I think, about 2.5 weeks, the 3 weeks. I know it ran into September last time. I think it's happening in August next year. But it is a huge expense, but, I mean, the experience of it is unbelievable. Even if I hadn't got to play in the MCG, the previous cups, and just the experience of travelling to Australia, and for amateur players to even live close to a professional life in terms of training every day and dedicating your life to footy, even for 3 weeks, is a great experience and a huge honour, you know?
Yeah. I guess I should ask who you support in the AFL.
I'm a St Kilda fan. So I had a good few years previous to this, but they're going through a pretty tough time at the moment. But, I'm hoping there's going to be a huge improvement next year.
I think everyone is. No one likes to see a side down in the dumps. Well, unless it's Collingwood, I think we could all live with that.
2,000 supporters even over here.
Yeah, really?
Believe it or not. Yeah, they're few and far between, but they are there.
As they say, they're a plague on both our houses. Who in your opinion is the best Irish player currently in the AFL?
I suppose Pearce Hanley had a great year. Really came to the fore with Brisbane. Zach Tuohy has been quite good as well with Carlton. Hanley would stand out for me in terms of the year he had this year. He scored some great goals and showed some great skill. Bit disappointed that Tommy Walsh didn't make a breakthrough with Sydney. He was a real strong player here in Ireland in Gaelic football and really thought that he was going to push on big time when he moved to Sydney. Things haven't worked out brilliantly for him with injuries and that, but he was probably a bit of a disappointment.
I know there's been a few Irish guys that have been bought in this year. I think it's Ciarán Byrne is coming to Carlton.
Yeah, and we actually had our first ever player drafted by an AFL team, the first player who played in the Irish League.
That was my next question.
Daniel Flynn with Port Adelaide. So that's a huge fillip for the league. I know we have had Irish players drafted before, but most of them had come from a Gaelic football background and had been drafted directly from their own GA clubs. But to have one who came from our own Irish league, now I know he was playing a high level of Gaelic football here as well, but it was huge for us, you know. There will be one other Kildare player going over as well, I think. So it's great news for us. And I mean, it's great that these guys get a chance to play as professionals, if it's only for a year or two, or if they can even better make out a career for themselves over there. It's brilliant, you know.
Well, it's actually fantastic news, because I think one of the biggest criticisms we get of the game going international is that the players aren't coming from, like, domestic leagues. They're coming from other sports. Like, guys like Zach Tuohy and Pearce Hanley, they came from Gaelic. And the other guys that are coming over from American, like from basketball and American football and things like that, for a player to come from the actual Irish Australian Football League, that's big news.
It's huge for us, yeah, absolutely huge. You know, he doesn't play with my own club, he plays for the North Leinster Giants, and they couldn't be more proud of him, having played with them. He managed to play a few games, probably not as many as the Giants would have liked, but it's a huge honour for them, and they were absolutely delighted with him. And from what I've heard, he's a very nice young fella, and we wish him all the best here in the league.
And as do we all. I hope that turns into a big success for everyone's sake, for the sake of the sport, for the sake of the league in Ireland. That's huge news. I was unaware that he was actually pulled from the Irish Football League. I think everyone just assumed he was Gaelic.
Yeah, well, he was playing intercounty football with Kildare as well, but he had played a few games with the North Leinster Giants this season. He had an idea that he might be travelling over to Australia, so he wanted to get a bit of experience of the oval ball and of the general tactics of footy. So he fell in for a few games with the Giants, and they were delighted with him.
All right. I guess that's all the questions I really have. How does, if someone wants to play, if someone's listening to this and they want to actually play like football in Ireland for like for the Arfley. How does one go about that?
Well, we're always on the lookout for new players, and we are looking to start a ladies league as well, so we're always on the lookout for men and women who are looking to play. The easiest thing for them to do is to go to our website, which is www.arfli.com, that's arfly.com, and they can find where their nearest club is and just send an email, send a text, and we're always looking for players. We have a huge range of fitness levels and of experience, so it's serious footy, but we try to work on the social side as well. You know, we understand we're a small league and we want players to come back, so if anyone wants to get involved, send us an email and we'd be more than happy to have them.
Thanks very much. My name is, of course, the Wookiee. I've been speaking to Kian Quigley, the president of the Australian Rules Football League of Ireland. And, thanks very much for coming in.
No bother. Thanks very much.
If you're interested in Australian Rules Football in Ireland, please go to the website at www.arfli.com.